Okay, so we're moving into the next two prokim, the next two kapitloch in Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmer Shiru LaHashem. So Mizmer Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadosh Ki Neflos Asai Shielo Yemino Zerah Kacho. So we say a psalm, sing to Hashem a new song, for he has done wonders. His own right hand and holy arm helped him. And the Radak explains that Benamelech repeated the words Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadosh to strengthen the call to sing out this Shir Chodesh, to sing this new song to Hashem in the days of Mashiach. And the Mrs. David learns that Hashem doesn't need help from anyone because his right hand helps him. And this means that Hashem has the power to accomplish anything. Hodiah Hashem Yeshuaso Leina Agayim Gilat Tzidkaso. Hashem has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations, he revealed his righteousness. And the Radak says, how did Hashem make known his salvation? It was through revealing his righteousness before the nations. And the Tzitz David explains that before the salvation, Hashem let it be known through the Nevi'im, that it would be coming. But now, after his righteousness is revealed to all. And the Sforno learns that the day of the Geula that had been hidden became known, and he revealed his righteousness through the fact that we were exiled, we went into Galus due to our own Averos, but we were redeemed only through Hashem's Chesed. Zochar Chastov and Menosel of Eis Yisrael, Rokhav, Se'aris, Yeshua Selokeinu. He recalled his kindness and faithfulness to the house of Yisrael. All ends of earth have seen the salvation of our God. And so this David learns, Hashem reminds Klal Yisrael of the Chesed that he promised them with his Emunah. And the Radak adds that he took them therefore out of the Golos. And the Baruch Shamar tells us that Chesed and Emunah here refers to Avraham and Yaakov. And the Medrash tells us that Beis Yisrael means the home meaning the wife. And Hashem remembered Avraham and Yaakov, and their wives therefore had children. And the reason it does not mention Yitzchak, even though his wife also was one of the Imos and was also an Akara, is because these specific Imos were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And Avraham and Yaakov were also born Rosh Hashanah, while Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Or others say it's because Yitzchak represents Din, so therefore we don't want to mention the concept of Din when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Hariu Hashem kol ha'aretz pitzchu v'ranu v'zameiru v'zameiru that call out to Hashem, all inhabitants of the earth, open your mouths in joyous songs and play music. And the Radak learns that even the nations of the world would need to call out and be happy with the salvation of Klal Yisrael. Because through the Yeshua, through the redeeming of Klal Yisrael, will come a Yeshua to the whole world, as there will be no more wars between any nations. Zamru Hashem Bechinar, Bechina Bekol Zimra, play music to Hashem on a harp, with a harp and sound of chanted praise. And the commentaries will say here, the Mefarshim will learn, that we play music on a harp alone, and then also we play music with the harp together with singing. And the Sforno says that the first reference, when we mention the harp, the Kinar, is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, while the second reference refers to when we are in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chatzotzeros v'kol shofar ha'ril lefnei ha'melech Hashem. With trumpets and the sound of the shofar, we call out before the King Hashem. And the Radak explains that everyone will come to the Beis HaMikdash to call out and sing and praise Hashem. Yiram hayom umlo, table v'yoshveva, the sea in its fullness will roar, the world and those who dwell therein, and the waters will roar to join the happiness together with all those that live within it. The rivers will clap hands, mountains will exult together. And Rashi says the Pasuk is talking b'loshon sha'ozen shema'as, in a language that one's ear understands. And it's not literally that the rivers will really clap, but it's just a loshon of happiness. And the Radak tells us that clapping, as we know, is a way of dancing. Devin Ezra learns that it refers actually to the people that will be in the boats on the waters, or the people that are up in the mountains. And the Sforno says, really, the rivers refer to the nations of the world, while the mountains refer to their leaders. Lifnei Hashem ki valishbot ha'aretz yishbotevel b'tzedek v'amim b'meisharim. That before Hashem, for he will have arrived to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and people with fairness. And Evan Ezra and others say that they will all be happy because Hashem came to judge. And so this David learns that he's going to judge with fairness each individual. And this Sforno adds that even though he'll be judging, His judgment will be righteous, it will be lefnim mishur esadin. And the Radak tells us that he will give good to the tzaddikim and bad to the rishoyim, and that the Sforno says, and the tzaddik won't suffer at all due to the Rasha. And the Malbim tells us that these two kapitloch that we have this end with the same pasuk. We said over here, we said that it's lefnei Hashem kivol shpot haaretz yishpot tevel v'tzedek v'ambim meisharim, and two kapitloch ago we said lefnei Hashem kivol shpot haaretz yishpot tevel v'tzedek v'ambim be'munaso. And he explains that before we were talking about teva, nature, which is unyielding and unchanging. And through the teva, which is acting faithful, the rishayim will then be punished. But here, as we said, we're talking lamalam in ateva, it's above nature, so it's saying that everything is therefore done with absolute fairness. And we move into the next kapitel, Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amim Yeshiv Kruvim Tanet Haaretz. When Hashem will reign, nations will tremble. The earth will quake before him who is enthroned on Kruvim. And Rashi learns, this is referring to Melchemes Gog Magog, that the nations of the world will tremble during this time. And then so this David and Sforno say that when Hashem reveals his sovereignty over everything, the nations will then tremble, since he'll be sitting on his throne of judgment. And the Eben Ezra explains that this refers to the trembling, it means the Rishoyim. And the Radak asks, he says, here we say, when Hashem will reign, nations will tremble. But before we said, when Hashem will reign, the world will rejoice, and Hashem reigns, the world will not falter. And he explains that all these are true, that the world will tremble and quake at the downfall of Gog and Magog, but then the world will rejoice and not falter, as again, there'll be no more wars in this world. And he also says that at that point, Hashem will be enthroned on the Kruvim, because he will return his Shechina to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Chatzkol Abramsky explains, he says, if we look at that, we have two Hashem Molochs, one going back on the last kapitel where we ended Ba'amim B'meisharim, and one going back where we ended Ba'amim B'munoso. And he says, and that's the reason for whether it will be Yirgazu Amim, whether the world will tremble, or Togel Ha'aretz, or the world will rejoice. Because he says, the first one, Hashem is judging us faithfully. While this one, Hashem will be judging if we are Yesharim, if we are righteous. So when Hashem judges faithfully, then the world rejoices. But when he holds us to be Yashar, at that point the world then trembles whether we are truly Yashar or not. And we continue, Hashem B'tzion Gadol V'ram Hu Al Kol Ha'amim, that before Hashem, who is great in Zion, who is exalted when we're above all nations. And the Radak brings the Medrash Shachar Tov that explains that when Hashem Shechina returns to Zion, at that moment he will be great. And the Sforno learns that Hashem really was always great in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, but it's at that moment, at that point, that now even the nations of the world will recognize his exaltedness. Yodu Shimcha Gadol V'Nara Kadosh Shemo. They will gratefully praise your great and awesome name, it is holy. Now they will admit that your name is great and awesome. V'yoz Melech Mishpat Oiv Ata Kananta Meshara Mishpat Tztaka B'Yakov Ata Sisa. Mighty is the King who loves justice, you founded fairness. The justice and righteousness of Yaakov you have made. Rashi learns this pasuk explains what they will say, what they will praise Hashem about. And the Radak explains that they will see his might and that really he's king over everything. And then they will recognize how Hashem loves justice and established everything with fairness. That he did judge Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, by sending them into Golos, and the righteousness that he treated with Yaakov when he took them then out of the Golos. Others learn that the pasuk refers to the laws of Torah that were given over to Yaakov, that they're all yashar, they're all straight, they're all fair, and at this time the world would now admit to this. And the Sforno learns that even within Yaakov you do justice and righteousness, meaning that you do justice to the Rishayim and righteousness to the Tzaddikim. And Rashi brings the Medrash Tanchuma that Ata Konanta Meisharim means that you have founded compromise and peace among people. As the Torah tells us, Ki Sifka Shar Oivcha Oichamoyre Toye Hashif Tishiven Ulo. If you encounter an ox of your enemy or his donkey wandering, you should return it to him repeatedly. And Ki Sire Chamar Soinacha Rovetz Tachas Maso Vichadalto Meazovlo Ozov Tazov Imo. If you see a donkey of someone you hate crouching under its burden, would you refrain from helping him? You shall help repeatedly with him. And that one who then sees his enemy doing chesed with him will not hold back from wanting to hug and kiss him. Romu Hashem Elokeinu v'shtachlu l'adam ragel of kodeshu. Exalt Hashem our God and bow at his footstool, he is holy. The Sforno learns that you have been gathered from Gaulah should spread his exaltedness to all of mankind. And the Radak says we do it b'fichem, with your mouth, to gather them into the Beis HaMikdash, which is holy because of him. And the Mefarshim say that the footstool means the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a mashal of Hashem sitting in Shemayim on his throne, and his feet resting in the Beis HaMikdash. And since Hashem is holy, his Kedusha therefore spreads from himself to the footstool into the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe v'Aaron b'cho'anov v'shmul b'kori shmo korim el Hashem v'hu yanim. Moshe and Aaron were among his priests, and Shmuel among those who invoke his name. They call upon Hashem, and he answered them. And the Mefarshim explained that Moshe, who was a Levi, is referred to in this pasuk as a Kohen, as a priest, because he served in the Mishkan during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim as the Kohen. And the Radak explains that the pasuk chose Shmuel either because he came from the same family as Moshe and Aaron, or because he was greater than all Nevi'im that followed Moshe. And the Medrash tells us that Moshe and Shmuel had many similarities. Each one was a Levi, each one sang Shira. Each one ruled over Klal Yisrael, each one ruled 40 years. Each fought wars, each one killed kings, each built Mizbechos, each brought Karbonos, and to each of them, they called out to Hashem. The Radak tells us that the Aleph in the word Korim is silent, and it's read as Korim and not as Korim. In a pillar of cloud, he spoke to them. They obeyed his testimonies and whatever decree he gave them. And Rashi learns this pasuk is talking about all of them, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. The Eben Ezra disagrees and says it means only Moshe and Aaron. And the Eben Ezra explains Shomer Dosev means that they were the go-betweens. They were between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And they watched what Hashem gave to them to tell over to Klal Yisrael, and they never added or subtracted anything. And the Radak says, so to Shmuel was similar, that he watched his testimonies, and he taught Klal Yisrael and returned them to the correct path. Hashem Elokeinu ata anisam kel nosei yisalahem v'nokem alilosam. Hashem, our God, you answered them, a forgiving God were you to them, and an avenger for their iniquities. And the Mefarshim explained that when they davened for Klal Yisrael, you answered them and forgave the sins of Klal Yisrael. Yet at the same time, you avenged their iniquities. You punished Korach and all of his men. And others learn that avenging their iniquities refers actually to when Hashem punished Moshe and Aaron because of Meimariva, that they could not go into Eretz Yisrael, and that Shmuel also died at a young age because he did not raise his children properly to be on the proper path. Romu Hashem Elokeinu v'shtachlu l'arkacho ki kadosh Hashem Elokeinu. Exalt Hashem our God and bow down at the mount of his holiness, for holy is he our God. And the Radak says that when they see what he does to his loved ones, they will exalt him, and they will come bow in the Beis HaMikdash, and when they bow, they will know that they're not bowing to the building, but to the one who made it holy, and they'll awaken their hearts to him. And Rashi learns that when he is exact with the Tzaddikim, he becomes holy in the world. And just the story in the homework, so the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Shal mimeni ve'et v'atena, that ask me and I shall give. And Hashem loves when we ask him for help and we turn to him and ask to provide for our needs at all times. In particular, Hashem loves when we ask him to help in serving him. And the Sefer Chassidim writes that if a person asks Hashem for Yiras Shemayim, then his tefillos will be assuredly answered. And although we know Chazal tell us, Akol bidei Shemayim chutz miyiras Shemayim, that everything's in the hands of Hashem except our level of fear of God, which is in our hands, nevertheless, davening for help with Yiras Shemayim is part of the effort we need to invest. And that's called doing our part. And Hashem is always ready then to help us in our quest for spiritual greatness. And the Yaris Devash writes that if it has been tried and tested, that any time a person asks Hashem for success in performing a mitzvah, he will be helped. Even if it does not appear that he is being helped, it will later become clear that he was helped. And in Tehillim we also say, Harchav Pichav Amaleyu, open your mouth wide and I shall fill it. And when it comes to spirituality, Hashem gives us not according to what we deserve, but rather according to how much we want. The more we open our mouths and ask Hashem for assistance, the more He will give us. And we should never sell ourselves short when it comes to Torah and mitzvos. We should ask Hashem that we love mitzvos and want to reach the highest spiritual levels. when we say Atachonein in Shemona Esrei, we should ask Hashem to help us understand the Torah at the highest level. The Sefer Atakonos relates that a Rav was shown in a dream that the Baal Shem Tov achieved his holy, his lofty spiritual levels only because of Tfilos. And each of us on our own level should ask Hashem for the help in whatever areas we find ourselves struggling, even if in any mitzvah which is precious and valuable. There was once a boy that he says that went to learn in Florence, Italy. And he davened every day, but unfortunately there was no regular minyan anywhere in the city. And his father had been nifter 6 years prior. And he felt bad that it looked like he would not have a minyan for Kaddish on his father's yard site, which had fallen out in that year on Shabbos Parshas Emor. And he made some calls, but it became clear there was no chance he'd be able to find the minyan. And a week or two before the yard site, the boy began davening to Hashem, asking that he provide a minyan so he could say the Kaddish. It seemed like he was davening for something impossible. On Friday, the day before the yard site, the boy received a call from another community member. "I heard you were in Florence," the man said. "I'm here in Florence for a week with a group of 130 people from the community for a bar mitzvah. Please join us for the meals and the minyanim, the Shabbos." The boy cannot believe his ears. Hashem brought him a minyan from his own community on the exact day of the yard site. And the next day he received the final aliyah and recited the Kaddish. And he was surprised to see that there was his father's Rebbe who had been in Eretz Yisrael and just stopped in Italy on his way home just to join in this bar mitzvah celebration. And this Rav had eulogized his father, and now on the yard site he was saying the Hashkava, the memorial prayer, some 4,000 miles away from his home. And the boy, as we see, asked Hashem to want to do a mitzvah, to want to honor his father and say the Kaddish, and Hashem answered him and granted his request in a manner that far exceeded his wildest dreams. And therefore, Harchev Pichav Amaleyu, Hashem can bring us anything, and the more we daven, the more He will fulfill our wishes. And the homework, obviously, is as we get to next Kabbalah Shabbos, to think a little bit about these two kapitlach, what we're saying, what they're referring to towards in the future, and Mezer Hashem, we will be Zocha, B'mehera B'yameinu, quickly to actually live these moments and feel them, you know, at the same time.